developing a kind of a pipeline here, aren't you? All these different schools. That's got to be fun for a coach, isn't it?
It is exciting. It is. And it's nice to see, you know, starting to change in some schools and things. And I think she has a really bright future at the college career. So I can't wait to see what she does.
I know last year wasn't, as she kind of talked about, wasn't her best year. But do you have a good feeling that as a senior, she's really going to come on, isn't she?
I do. I think mentally she's a lot stronger this year. You know, she kind of has that future set up now for her. And so having that takes a ton of pressure off of her. And so she can start working at some things and seeing what she can do at the next level. And now it's just preparing for that.
Yeah. She's gone 39, but there's no doubt she can go over that 40-foot mark, can't she?
Oh, yeah. We've seen it in practice before, so I know it's there. It's just we got to work on some technique things. And mentally, I think she'll have it now.
All right. What has she got to work on now in her senior year to get even better, you think?
Confidence. Okay. The big thing is confidence for her, and just it's a big mental game for her. And so I think that, you know, she's taken that step now and she has the confidence, and, you know, I think her leadership will show through this year.
As I said earlier, you had Tiara doing her thing at UNK. You got McKenzie there now. You got Britt going to Concordia. So all these girls in, and nice to go on and try to further your career in track and field.
Yeah, we have Abby Degnan down at Garden City also. So there's, and that's helped Brittany out a lot. She talks to those girls quite a bit. And so I think just that having those girls going through those experiences has helped her, and she's formed quite a bond with them.
I know it's only like 20 degrees out, but you're starting to get that track and field itch just a little bit. Or is it a little soon right now?
No, I am getting the itch okay. This year. You know, usually it doesn't come quite this early, but I am excited for this year, and I think good things are going to happen.
Because you have had some meets. Some cold weather, maybe not this cold, but it's been cold before. So, you know, March will be here soon, won't it?
It will. It will. And I know Brittany, she's been going up to Concordia and doing some camps up there and did an indoor meet last week. And so, you know, I think having her being excited's kind of got, you know, me going and everything. So I can't wait to see what the year has.